And what do you call the box?
Okay, someone meets you on the street and asks, how are you? It's sort of an average day for you. You say,
I'm tolerably well.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. And if people are dressed in black,
okay.
Morning.
And if your children are out later than usual, and your wife's getting a little excited about it, you might say,
she's getting nervous.
How are you?
And you might tell her, I'm all right. Just don't
worry.
Okay.
I'm tolerably well.
Or in a remedy for
that. Remedy for worry?
Worry.
You get blisters on the inside.
And you're going to remedy for that.
Choke up in the night.
With asthma?
Not something worse than that. Around World War I, they'd give people the shit tip.
When you get it old, they need joints and dip. And a very bad sore throat that you get blisters on the inside of your throat. Children used to choke out in the night.
Asthma? And a disease around your skin turn.
World War I that gives people the shit tip.
Malaria.
Okay, but where your eyeballs turn yellow.
Something is jaundice.
Okay. Have you heard that call anything else? And when you have your appendix taken out, you said you had an attack.
And a disease that makes your skin turn yellow.
And if you eat something that didn't agree with
malaria.
You, won't stay down.
Okay,
you
put your eyeballs turn yellow.
Jaundice.
Okay. Any other words for that?
If you heard that call. And when you have your appendix taken out, you said you had an attack of
appendicitis.
And if you eat something that doesn't agree with you,
what's that a crude way of saying that?
Vomit.
Okay. Any other words?
They used to call them puke.
Does one sound nicer? Does one of those sound nicer?
Oh, yeah.
And if a person vomited, you say he was sick, bit
square. Yeah. That's something. Sick at the stomach? Stomach.
What about a crude way of saying that?
And if a boy was beginning to
say, they used to call him pinky.
Okay, you know, you said.
I don't know how you spell it.
And if a person vomited,
you
say,
sick at the stomach.
Which is more like
courting. Okay. Courting.
And if a boy was beginning to
take
serious
attention
to a girl,
that's long ago,
And he would be called her.
Well, we just say bow, her bow.
Okay. Any other
words?
Courting.
Okay. And she would be called his.
I don't know, a girlfriend. That's long ago. I can't remember.
And if a boy came home, he would be called her. You'd say that he'd probably been.
Well, we just say bow, her bow.
Okay. Any old-fashioned words for kids? Any other words?
Busted.
If he asked her to marry him and she doesn't want to,
she would be called his
girlfriend.
But if she didn't turn him down, he said they went ahead and got
And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, he said he'd probably be
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the bride, he'll call the
best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride. Do you remember a long time ago after a wedding? People in the town would
pile
off
to
the
ring
cowbell to make a lot of noise.
Chivalry. They called it a chivalry.
And at a wedding,
boy
that stands up with the
groom.
And what's
up with the bride? They slip the try not to let you know that's coming.
You remember a long time ago after wedding,
congregating around the building and go to shooting guns and hauling and spoiling cattle.
Chivalry.
Watch around the house.